This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. Part 58, we're looking at James and the fourth chapter. And we're going to concentrate on verse 7, but I'm going to go from verse 1 because there's some sober advice that comes from James. He says this: "What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what gives you pleasure. You adulterers. Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. What do you think the scriptures mean when they say that the Spirit of God has placed within us is filled with envy? But He gives us even more grace to stand against such evil desires. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Hallelujah and glory to God. Humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Only a few moments ago, I was looking at Facebook, and there was an article from someone who used to be a Satanist, a Satan worshipper, and is now born again. And this person describes his wedding to his wife that they held on Halloween, on October the 31st. He was describing that many Christians in this world celebrate Halloween. They think it's harmless fun for the kids to enjoy. He was describing that all the symbols that go on, all the things that go on, it's, the Christians say, it means nothing. It's just for the kids. I mean, the kids enjoy it. They dress up and they love it. They have a wonderful time, etc., etc. And he goes on to say, the moment you put on a costume for Halloween, the moment you allow your children to put on a costume to celebrate Halloween, that moment you are owned by the devil, because you are celebrating something so sacred to Satan worshippers. He likes Halloween to Satan worshippers as we do to Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. It's powerful, beloved. Yet as Christians, we're not seeing it. It's powerful, all of this stuff, yet as born-again believers, we are not seeing it. What we're trying to do, and this is important, this is such an important point. We are trying to keep one foot in the world and the other foot in the Christian world. The other foot in our spiritual life. The other foot we are giving to God. We are giving some of us to God and the rest of us we are giving to the world. Because we love what the world has. We see what the world has and we love it. We enjoy it. That's what we want. That's what we want to be a part of. And we even say, oh, the Lord will forgive us. It doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters so much. So James is not messing around here. He's not pussyfooting about. He is telling us the way it is. He's saying to us, God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. Another version says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Humble yourselves, says the NLT. Humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, boy. You know, submit yourselves is a very good word. That is what we must do. We must fill ourselves full of humility. On Worship TV at the moment, I'm going through Philippians, the third chapter. And I think now about how Paul calls upon us to clothe ourselves in tender-hearted mercy, in kindness, in humility, in patience. He commands us. He encourages us to clothe ourselves that way. Well, I know this. If you are clothed in humility, you won't want to put your other foot in the world. You'll only want to put both feet in the Christian world. Why? Because as you are humbled, as you become more and more humbled, as you resist the devil more and more, and he flees from you more and more, and the sin is less and less, and God is more and more in your life, this is what happens. The peace of the Father comes upon you. And you feel that peace all the time. You feel that peace 24 hours a day. You don't want to fight anymore. You look at what your neighbors have. Oh, look, the neighbor's got a brand new car. How wonderful for them. You're quite happy with the old banger that you've got. Doesn't matter. An old banger, in English parlance, actually means a very old car. One that is falling to bits, one that has got rust on it, and it just goes by the skin of its teeth. Needs a few more elastic bands just to make it work. That is what an old banger is. And you are quite happy with what you've got. You don't need any more. Because both feet are in the Christian world. We are not compromising Scripture. How would it be if you were to make a stand this year that your children are not going to celebrate Halloween. I know lots of you are saying to me, I can hear it. You're saying, we don't celebrate Halloween. I know. You don't celebrate Halloween. But many do. And I believe there is someone listening to this broadcast right now, right at this moment, whose family celebrates Halloween and they put on the costumes and they go trick-or-treating or whatever they do, and they're all having a great time. Where's your foot? Both feet are not in the kingdom of God. One foot is outside because you are compromising your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe you need to repent of that. I believe you need to get out of that. I believe, this is why I'm saying this now, because I believe you've got a really important decision to make. I think that perhaps there's some sort of a party or something going on Halloween, on October the 31st, and you're going to be involved in that. You've been invited to it. The kids are going to come. You've already bought their outfits, their costumes. On British television, it's being advertised by Tesco's and Asda and big stores like this. They're advertising that they've got all of this wonderful stuff for Halloween. It's dangerous, really dangerous, I'm telling you. And that is why James is saying right here, resist the devil, humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. On tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to bring you verse 8. And we'll go back into verse 7 because there's so much more I want to say. But on this issue of Halloween, I want you to stand before Almighty God, literally right now. I want you to look heavenward and say to the Lord, is this harmless? Or is it harmful? And I know what the Holy Spirit is going to whisper to you. Take it from me. It is harmful. Take it from me. You need to resist the devil. Because that's how he wants to get your children. By doing these ridiculous little things. They seem so small, yet they are so large. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry. I have compromised my faith. Lord, I resist the evil one now. In the name of Jesus, humble me now, Father. I pray in Jesus' name, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Give me the strength, Lord, to resist the devil with this issue of Halloween. I pray in Jesus' name. We're going to post this particular article on Facebook. We're going to post it on our group, on our Worship Radio 247 group, and also on our Worship Radio 247 page. It will be there in a few moments so that you can peruse it for yourself. This is a serious issue, beloved. And I'm so grateful to Almighty God that I saw this when I saw it. That is what the Holy Spirit does, and He does this an awful lot. Let's give Him grateful thanks. And let's say hallelujah and glory to God. Go to Facebook and take a look at this article. You will see it for yourself. It will be on our Facebook group and our Facebook page, Worship Radio 247, in around about 2 minutes from this moment. Amen and amen.